The client treatment plan is created once the full or reassessment is fully complete. And by fully complete, again, we mean that all sections of the assessment have been completed along with signature. The client treatment plan should be created before providing treatment services. However, there are some exceptions. If you are providing assessment services, a client treatment plan does not need to be in place. The same is said for crisis intervention. So if you are providing crisis interventions to your client who's in crisis, there is no expectation to have a client treatment plan in place. If you are providing plan development, treatment planning with your client, again, a client treatment plan does not need to be in place, being that you're actively working on developing a treatment plan with your client. And finally, you have linkage and referral during the first 30 days for newly active clients. So if you have a new client during the first 30 days, you may provide linkage and referral services without a client treatment plan in the clinical record. Services prior to the completion of an assessment and treatment plan may be provided for emergent, also known as urgent services, which would need to be clearly documented as such. And an important reminder is that emergent services do require the establishment of medical necessity. So the exceptions are important to remember here. These services will and or may be necessary throughout the course of treatment. Therefore, it is important to remember the exceptions to when you will need a treatment plan in place.